Well, it's getting much worse. This is a crisis that's characterised by levels of savagery, which I think concerns all of us. We are managing to get more aid in through cross-border operations, but we are seeing a closing down of our ability to get aid across conflict lines inside Syria. The situation's very grave.
What are you hoping will come out of the conference in Kuwait?
This is the third pledging conference that the Emir and government of Kuwait have hosted. The Secretary General will oversee the conference. We are very grateful to the Kuwaitis for continuing to give us this tremendous support. And if you look at the last 2 years, the pledges made at the conference are a significant contribution to the amount that we're able to raise for Syria and for neighbouring countries.
Have you set a monetary target?
We never do. We have a huge amount that we are seeking to raise across the year. What we raise at the conference will be a contribution to that, but we are not seeking to raise all the money at this conference.
How perplexed are you that some countries pledge money but don't end up making good on their promises in a timely manner?
We don't see that with respect to this conference. Last year, we received 90% of the money pledged, and we think that the additional 10%, which is mainly NGOs operating in Syria, that most of that has actually been spent, but they haven't told us.
Is donor fatigue creeping in at all?
What we are seeing are needs increasing, not just in Syria and in neighbouring countries, but across the world. As I speak to you, we're seeing a very difficult situation, for example, unfolding in Yemen. So needs are increasing. And although the amount that donors are giving us is also increasing, it's not increasing at the same pace. So I really want to thank our donors for sticking with us. But we all know that a political solution has to be found, that the violence that we are seeing on a daily basis has to come down. This is what's going to make a big difference inside Syria.
Can you give me a flavour of what's happening on the margins of the conference? Are you talking individually to governments and cajoling them to come up with money? How does it work?
We are talking to our donors all the time. We want to see high-level representation at the conference itself. We want the neighbouring countries to be able to have a voice about the impact on the region as well as the impact in Syria itself. From the Secretary General down, we are all in contact with all the countries that have been invited, asking them to pledge generously, and we hope that they will.
How important are these conferences in terms of keeping the humanitarian issue in Syria in the spotlight?
It's a combination of things. It's about keeping the situation in Syria and in the region at the top of the agenda. It's also about making a significant contribution to the resources that we will require this year. So it's about both things.